This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Mike Chappell. He's the mandolin player for the band Head for the Hills. They recently did a gig in town at the Sheridan Opera House. I think that was last year for Christmas. They were at Telluride Bluegrass last year, and they returned this year to play on Saturday. And they will also be playing a Nightgrass show at Fly Me to the Moon Saloon. That is 11 o'clock, also Saturday. Mike, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Susan.
My pleasure. So help me remember, I know I discussed this with Joe Lessard, but help me remember, how long has Head for the Hills been together?
I would say officially 2004. We got together at Colorado State University when we were all basically freshmen, but started to take it really seriously, around 2004, when it was all our second year of college. So started kind of playing the party scene in Fort Collins, and then kind of graduated up to venues and then started touring. And now that's where we all graduated, and now this is how we're using our degrees.
Right. Oh, it's better than being a waiter, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about what the band has been up to this past year, which I know included the gig at the Opera House, but what else has been going on?
Yeah, we've been pretty busy doing tours. More or less, we end up doing 2-3 week-to-month tours in the spring and fall and summer, pretty much. So, basically what we've been doing is up until this summer, we've been kind of touring the Pacific Northwest through California and kind of the western states, and then we do a Midwest tour. We've been as far as Atlanta, Tennessee, and places like that. And now this summer is kind of festival season. So, the weeks are a little slower, but we tour up to many festivals. Like 2 weeks ago, we were at La Caruso, which is in Arkansas. We'll be at Telluride Bluegrass with you guys next week. We're really looking forward to that. And then most of July, we're kind of bouncing around the country doing a bunch of different festivals and things like that throughout the rest of the country. So, basically you play the festivals and then you kind of return to those areas in the fall, winter, and spring. And so that's kind of the way we've been doing it.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
How would you say Telluride figures in to your band's success?
It is, Telluride's one of those things it's kind of, it's been a personal goal of mine and a collective goal of the band to play Telluride Bluegrass on any sort of level for, since the band started. That's going to be my 10th Telluride Bluegrass along with the guitar players. So it's kind of like a culmination of a lot of things to be playing the festival, the main stage this year, but it's become such a large part of the fabric of, kind of what we do. We base our summer around just going. Even if we weren't playing, every one of us would still be there just because it's become a vacation for us on a lot of levels. And it's a time for us to kind of check in on where the band is at and get to meet new people. And the instrument that I play personally was built by Bobby Winteringham, and he always has a setup at Telluride. He's with San Juan Mandolins. But, it's just, we've seen so much good music, have so much inspiration from the site and the town and, from skiing it in the winter to playing the Sheridan in the winter to playing the main stage this summer. It's one of those places that, directly influenced the band more than many places have. So we're really excited to be there.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to please your publicist, Sean McCaskill, by asking you this question. I know that you're promoting your first live album, Head for the Hills Live.
Yes.
So would you compare and contrast that recording to the other two you've made?
Yeah. I think the live album's been something that's, we've kind of needed to do for a long time. Much of our fan base, really responds to what we do live, and so I think that's something that we've kind of needed to kind of give, for the fans. But as far as the studio albums, they're always, I don't know what the word is, but it's a little more safe and a little more calculated as to what we're doing. And, you know, there's less, I don't know, I guess not necessarily experimentation, but it's just a little more conservative, I guess, on the studio albums. And that, you know, in my mind, that's a really good thing. But, you know, with the live album, we're able to kind of showcase a little more looseness in what we do. You know, we call him our keyboard consultant, but his name is James Thomas. But he, you know, he appears on a lot of the live stuff, and you don't really hear a ton of him on the studio stuff. So that's kind of cool. So there's organ on some of the songs and, you know, piano and things like that. And it's just a little more experimental, I guess I would say, but I think it's something that our fans will really respond to, because it's something they haven't heard as much from us as far as officially being released. You know, there's a lot of resources to find our live material, but we recorded this with some really high quality equipment, and you know, really went for what we feel is kind of the best sounding live stuff. We ended up recording five different Colorado shows, and pulling, you know, I think it's about 60 minutes of music that shows up in the live album. So, you know, it's stuff we feel is kind of the best.
Okay, thank you. And with this question, I'm trying to get at the different sort of facets of Head for the Hills. You play a wide range of music. So look at the album and therefore some of the set that you'll be performing at Bluegrass, and give me, like, maybe three different cuts from the album that illustrate different aspects of your band.
Sure. Do you mean from the live album or from
I mean from the live album, because you'll be showcasing that. So
pull
anything from your repertoire that shows your range, something that you fully expect to be performing at Telluride Bluegrass.
Well, I would say, so there's a couple of things. As far as the live album goes, there's one new song called Bosun Ridley, and it's yet to be recorded on anything studio, and it's kind of the first time it's been released, but I think that's a really cool showcase of kind of the way Adam Kinghorn on guitar is able to write. To me, that song is really interesting, and in the live setting, you know, it's got this kind of dark movement to it, and on the live album, it's really cool because we have the keyboard player playing on that song in particular, and he does all this really cool organ work, and once it's kind of matched up with the guitar kind of three-fourths of the way through the song, it just got this really, really interesting sound to it, and the way they kind of interplay is really, it's really unique, and that's one thing that sticks out to me. And that's probably something we'll be playing at Telluride. I would also say Nooks and Crannies is a cool representation of things we can do. It's something that kind of features the electric mandolin, and it definitely has a lot more of a kind of rock feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as what's on the live album, trying to think exactly, I don't exactly know what all exists on it that we'll be playing, but
mm-hmm.
Let me think. You know, we do an Iron Maiden cover on there, which is, to me, is kind of interesting. I can't actually guarantee we'll be playing that at Telluride, but it's something that I think is a little more out there and something that's definitely unexpected when you kind of know our instrumentation.
When you use a word like unexpected, what's in your head when you say that word?
Well, as far as, you know, in relation to the Iron Maiden song, I mean, Iron Maiden was definitely more of kind of a metal band. So for us to kind of play a metal song, it has more of an electric sound, you know, with kind of like an electric lead. And, it sounds, and the way Joe sings it is definitely kind of belted, way less, and, you know, unexpected in the sense it's definitely not bluegrass at all.
Okay.
And that kind of goes for Nooks and Crannies, as well as Bosun Ridley. I mean, Bosun Ridley is definitely a bluegrass-esque song rhythmically, but, you know, I don't know. It doesn't really remind me of the straight ahead bluegrass you might think.
Okay.
So, you know, I would say, though, as far as our live show, I mean, there's some, you know, jamming, quote unquote, but there's also a lot of new, you know, kind of directions, some kind of folk, almost indie, Americana-style music, and, you know, things like that we'll be showcasing.
Okay.
We'll set.
Well, thank you. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. It's been a delight to be speaking with Mike Chappell of the mandolin player for Head for the Hills. The band will be back for the 39th annual Telluride Bluegrass Festival again. Their gig is Saturday. Well, two gigs on Saturday. One during the day, 1 p.m. on the main stage, and one in the evening, 11 p.m. at Fly Me to the Moon Saloon. Thank you very much for joining me, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.